It's good to be in the Lord's house and to worship together. And I love those Christmas carols. And we're singing some of those, and it's pretty cool. In fact, I don't know if it was mentioned, but we're Christmas caroling in a couple of weeks. I think Tuesday week. That Tuesday night, we're going to go around Christmas caroling. If you haven't done that, it's going to be pretty cool. And then we go back to the house. We're going back to the Wigington house, to our house, and we just bring finger foods, and we feast on the beast. And we have a lot of fun that night. So a lot of stuff going on, opportunity for you to get involved. And you know, I want to get right to this message, and we're in the Christmas season. And one thing I want to mention, Wednesday night, if you've got a Christmas that you remember so well, about a gift that you got or something, Wednesday night we're going to be sharing some stories. It's going to be cool Wednesday night. I got a couple of stories. Got a couple of stories to share with you. And I want to share with you some that really have touched my heart, and I believe they'll touch yours also. Christmas is about, let me just say this. What do you think about when you think about Christmas? Just the first thing that comes to mind is salvation, love, what? Festivity. Come on, guys, I think of Santa Claus. I do. St. Nick is, if you want to get a good study, some people say, we don't study, he's a pagan. No, but St. Nick was a real guy. He was a tremendous guy that gave. And you say, but we know the true meaning of giving, don't we? We do. And we'll talk about that. Anything else come to mind? Lights. What would Christmas be without lights? Serious, think about it. What would Rhonda loves lights. In fact, everything in if you come in the Wigington home, you're going to see some lights. Have you seen The Grinch? The one with Jim Carrey, and the lady's got that big machine and she's shooting that big bazooka thing and lights are going all over the. That's what we need to purchase because we like lights. If you come by the house, you see our gingerbread little shack. It's all, and we got this star and all kinds of things, the lights. This is where I want to go with this message. You say, what are we doing? This message is about lights. And this morning has been weird about lights because we have had technical. We never have any problems around here. And all of a sudden, the song, look at this. What is that? I mean, we're professionals around here. Like, you can't even see light. What is it? We got to, okay, that's good. But Christmas is this, and I'm going to tell you the true meaning of Christmas before we leave, but basic overview of it, Christmas is about the light coming into the darkness. And you say, well, Darren, that's simple, and I want to know about this. Everybody has a story about darkness. Man, I've got one. I was going through the house at dark. Anybody inside the house is not good. You think you know where everything's at, and then Rhonda moves something. You know, and you get up in the middle of the night, you go to the bathroom or whatever, and you find things that you didn't know. Christmas, Rhonda puts all these Christmas boxes right in the way. I mean, no, you didn't. And it's just, and I'm going to the bathroom and I hug every one of them. Woo! But the biggest story about darkness I can remember is going through the house. I needed to find something. I couldn't find it. And the little toe on the right foot caught the coffee table's. And I turned on the light, and it's out there like that. And I'm serious, Rhonda, I got sick because I reached down and put it, and I just kind of like laid kind of down. And the next day it was bigger than my big toe, and I broke my toe because of darkness. And you know, darkness, it's something that we think about, but yet it's just, what is darkness? It's the absence of light. And, so John talks a lot about light, and I'm going to read a scripture up here to you. John chapter 8. I don't know if anything's going to be up there or not behind me. John 8 verse 12. We got our scripture, and I want us to kind of follow along. John 8:12. Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. The light of the world. Keep this in mind. Whoever follows me will not walk in If you follow Christ, you'll not walk in darkness. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You get the light of life. And so the focus I want to get in this message is everybody walk away here with the light. With the light and understand what light is. So we have any of our Jewish friends in the service this morning? I know we have some here, usually. They're about to celebrate Hanukkah. You ever heard, if I tell you Merry Christmas, you tell me a lot of times back, some of you tell me Happy Hanukkah. You don't even know what that means, but it sounds good. But you know what Hanukkah is? It's the festival of lights. But it's even deeper, a deeper meaning than that. And it's basically during the intertestamental times. What is that? Between Malachi of the Old Testament and Matthew of the New Testament, do you know how many years there were in between those two? 400 years. And guys, it was a very dark time in the world. Very dark time. And in fact, it was so dark that the Word of God was not going forth and out. And the Greeks had taken over Jerusalem, and they were ruling, and then the Maccabee revolt came along. Some of you may have heard of some of this, but check this out. This is what happened. The Jewish people said, this is our place, this is our temple. They went in there and whooped up on them. You know what I'm saying? They whooped up on them and threw them all out. And so they took over Jerusalem and the temple. And they wanted to dedicate the temple back to God because it had been desecrated from the Greeks. And so they went inside and they were going to light something. And we have a picture of it up here. Do you know what this is? Okay. And they were going to light this up, and yet they didn't have the oil that was consecrated. And so how are they going to light it? Well, they found a flask that was enough to light it for one night, for one day. And so they put it in there, and miraculously, God kept that light burning for 8 days. And so each night, Hanukkah, they start tonight, by the way. They start tonight. They will light a candle each night. And it's weird because as the end of the week, the light gets brighter. And even in the darkest of times, God was still revealing that there was a light and there's a light coming. And so that's what Hanukkah is about. Why do you want to know? Well, now you know. You can tell somebody tomorrow. Well, let me just tell you about that. And but this is where I want to go with this. Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the what? The earth. Now, there it is. It's created. Boom. By the way, we believe in creation. That's what we preach here, despite what the public schools teach. You know, we believe in creation. And God said, let there be heaven and the earth, and there it was. What's the first thing He created after that? He said, let there be light. Man, do you realize what light is? Does anybody have a clue what light is? I wrote it down up here. It's an electromagnetic wave. This is you say, well, what's that got to do? It's a complicated phenomenon. It's complicated. Light is complicated. All you do is flip it on and walk without tripping. But there's more happening with light, especially like the sun and the movement of the light to come to here. And in fact, I wrote this down. Listen to this. This has to do with the sun. This is the way we get light. High energy photons given off when hydrogen nuclei fuse together to form helium, and then gamma rays are given off from that. Isn't that pretty cool? You're like, would you, Tony, stand up and quote that what I just said? I don't know what that means. I don't even know, and I don't know what's high energy photons and not high energy. This feels pretty good. It's not like that. There's more to it than that than meets the eye. But when God said, let there be light, guys, there's some stuff going on there. And I want you to get it because light is an amazing thing. Some of us take light for granted. You flip the switch, it's always come on. But listen to this. Light travels how fast? 186,000 miles per second. I can tell the college guys are like right here, you know. You guys like, okay, listen to this. Now, if you're driving a car and you're going 186,000 miles an hour and you turn on your lights, what does that do? No, don't go to... Okay, that's weird. But check this out. Light travels. Nothing with matter turns can go that fast. It's fast. I mean, that's pretty fast. From here to the moon, it takes light 1.25 seconds to get there. It's like that quick. It gets there. It's moving at 186,000 miles. That's pretty fast. Anybody ever been that in Oldsmobile? Or listen to this. If something happened to the sun, it would take 8 minutes and 17 seconds before we would know about it. It takes that long for the light to get to the sun, to the earth. 8 minutes and 17 seconds. And it's traveling 186,000 miles per second. So that light out there right now, it's like, let there be light. Oh, it's a piece of cake. You get up in the morning, sun comes up. It's all, man, there's something to the light. God created the light, and He thought it was good. Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. He thought it was good. Now, can we pull that up? Look at this. And God, what did He do? He separated the light from darkness. Have you ever thought about light being separated from darkness? See, because darkness is the absence of light. But listen to this. The Bible says that God created darkness. Yeah, it does. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7. It says it right there, plain as day. You say, well, as plain as light, yeah. So He created the darkness, and He created the light. Because when you think about, well, God created the heavens and earth, and there wasn't any light, did God go around tripping? Listen, we don't understand. Our noodle can't comprehend what it was before time. We're stuck in this little time thing. We know what time it is, and we're so used to what is happening. We don't know what happened then. We don't understand it fully. But all I know is that God said man needs light. Mankind needs light. And darkness was separated. Even in the manger, even all through the Bible, God is separating darkness from light. And that's God's goal as He is doing what He's doing, is to always separate darkness from light. Now, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, I'm going to read this to you. John talks a lot about light. I love the old disciple that lived the longest. He's the only disciple that did not die a martyr's death. It was close. He almost took it, but he was with the Lord, and he's the disciple that stayed really close to Jesus, and it was he was one of the three close ones. In the beginning was the Word. Now the word here, the word is Jesus Christ. No doubt, it's the context. It's Jesus Christ. Okay? And it's not talking about the Bible here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If anybody in here doubts that Jesus is God, then you don't believe the Word. You say, now I don't mean but Jehovah's Witnesses changed this. They added Article A. It says, and this, if you've got a New World Translation, it's not a good translation. It's not going back to the original. And basically they say, and the Word was a God. Like Jesus was another God. And that's wrong. That's not biblical. It doesn't line up scripturally with the context of the whole Word of God. And so, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. It's weird, isn't it? Darkness. Man, you turn the light on, what happens to darkness? It runs? Okay. I just want a picture in your mind. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about what? The light. That all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. John reminds us at Christmas, we're celebrating that light came into a dark world. We needed something because of the darkness that was overtaking. The law came, still there was just a little ounce of light. The prophets preached, little ounce of light. But Jesus Christ brought the light. Now, let me explain what I'm saying. Now, it says right here in Colossians 1:13, I'm going to read this to you. It says, He has delivered us from the domain of darkness. Anybody in here, is anybody in here know without a shadow of a doubt that when you die, you're going to be with Jesus in glory? Now, some of you saying, I don't know for sure, but listen, He's delivered us that are born again from the domain of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of the beloved Son. The Bible plainly says that He took us out of the darkness and gave it and put us in the light. Now, some people in the world, without Christ, what you're doing is you're wandering in darkness. You say, no, I'm not. I can see. I know it's... I'm talking spiritually. You find no purpose. Life is coming against you. Everything's making you mad. You're upset. You're just... The world, you say, no, Darren, I'm happy. See, you don't know what peace is apart from Jesus. There is no peace apart from Jesus. Ephesians 2:14 says, Jesus, who is our peace? And so look at this. It says He took us out of the dominion. Anybody know what a dominion is? It's a jurisdiction. It's just an area. It's an area that has a person that's making decisions. He took us out of Satan's dominion. This area. By the way, darkness has an area. And it stays in that, I'm talking spiritual darkness, stays in that area. It has boundaries. Okay? And so, I was in, if you don't know Jesus today, you're in that domain of jurisdiction of the evil one. Biblically, I can show you that. And so, you're there. So, what God did, He transferred us. That is salvation. He transferred us. And that means exchange. He exchanges the domain. The domain for the kingdom. Listen, that's a pretty good switch. From a domain, an area right here, a small area, unto the kingdom, which is ruled by one, the king. And so God's word says He took us out of this darkness and He put us in a kingdom of light. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So salvation is that. Now darkness, listen to this. If you turn the lights out right now and we could not see anything, would the chairs still be here? Okay? When you turn the lights out, stuff is still there. But wouldn't it be cool to turn all the lights out and mix the chairs up and send people in here and you couldn't see one thing? See, when the lights are off, you can't make sense of it all. You can't make sense of it. See, when you're in the darkness of domain, life doesn't make sense. Things don't make sense. You know, why do people, a king, Jesus dying? Why don't we just let this go? Why don't we, listen, you can't make sense in the darkness. Jesus took me out of this darkness that made no sense. Life made no sense here. And He put me in the kingdom of light in Christ. Turn the light on and it starts making sense. Things start lining up. Oh yeah, I do have a purpose. Oh yeah, God did create me. Oh yeah, by the way, God created the heavens and earth. I don't have to wonder. Well, it was a big bang. Listen, God did it. I don't know how He did it, but if He wanted to go bang, He went boom. That's all there is. It doesn't matter. But what I do is I start to make sense of it because I'm in the light. And before Jesus, it wasn't. You know, I'm going to read this scripture. I'm not going to spend but just a moment on 2 Peter chapter 1. Look at this. And we have something more sure. The prophetic word to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. You say, what's this got to do with it? I'm not going to explain the context of this right now. You can look at that. It's pretty cool. But you know what this word, this dawns and the morning star, it means this here. The word is phosphorus, some Greek word that you don't really matter and it don't mean anything. Can we take that off of that tape? Because it's a weird Greek word, but you know what it means? It means a light bearer. Jesus is the light. He carries the light. No, He is the light. And He is the light carrier. It's cool to study the Scriptures and see how the Scriptures all... People say, well, they're just all mixed up and it don't make sense to me. Man, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will teach you and guide you thing in these things. And it'll come together. And it's pretty cool. So I'm going to kind of bring some closure to the message and I want to tell you the real meaning of Christmas. Isn't that cool? Real meaning of Christmas. Adam and Eve broke relationship with God. You say, well, that's Christmas? No. Listen, He broke relationship with God, and they disobeyed Him. Now, what happened when they disobeyed? What did they do? They went and hid themselves. That's what they did, didn't they? Now, if you do your studying here, they hid in the shadows. Now, the shadow is still, it's not dark, it's just less light. Are you with me? And so they're hiding in the shadows. They haven't got any clothes on. They just figured that out. They've been living together a long time. They married. And so here they are, Adam and Eve. All of a sudden, they see and they run to the shadows. Oh, by the way, we don't have any clothes on. And so that's another side talk. You probably didn't even know that. But listen to this. God, listen to this. This is cool. God comes and seeks them out. He's seeking them. He finds them in the shadows. Why are you hiding? And so, that's what God still is doing. Because what happens is the light shines and brings things out. Look at John chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. Look at this. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and the people love darkness rather than light. What did they love more than light? Darkness. And rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light. The light. And does not come to the light, lest he should be what? See, every one of us, listen to this, every one of us were born in the darkness, in the wickedness. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, you're living unrighteous and wicked. And even with the blood of Christ, I'm still not what I need to be and desire to be, but the blood covers me. Listen to this. Now, when you're wicked and unrighteous, and you turn on the light in that soul, what happens? It's exposed. So people would rather hide in the shadows so that I won't be exposed. See, some of you men, see, if you were to be exposed, that's why we like the shadows. And some of you women, you think deep into the crevices of our heart. We know I would rather just stay in the shadow because if they only knew. And so people love darkness rather than light because the light exposes. But I love when the blood of Jesus Christ covers you. He takes all your junk and throws it as far as the east is the west. And by the way, you can't measure that. And so He just throws it away. He says, I remember there's no more condemnation in you, in Christ Jesus. And I make all things new. And He'll forgive you of that past and that junk. And start you over. I love starting over. I mean, He helped me. So people love this. And so look at what happened. Everything was dark. And then something happened. Galatians 4:14. Look, 4:4. Look at this. But when the fullness of time had come, Jesus sent forth His Son, born under the darkness, born under the law, So he was born in this darkness. So on the first Christmas day, is that the right way to say it? On the very first Christmas day, Jesus Christ was born into a world of darkness. And it's not like your Hallmark cards. Oh, it's so beautiful. They'll play a little, and all this little pretty manger. You got little lights, and I'm sure they had little Danish rolls and a pumpkin roll and some coffee and things. Man, I'm thinking about a stinking barn, a stinking cave, a stinking stable. Chickens around. I always think about chickens being around. And you step, what did I just step in? And I don't even know. And there's this baby being born. And it's very obvious that it was not as peaceful. And then here comes Herod coming in. I'm going to kill everybody, every baby, 2 years old and younger. Guys, it was a dark time. What if that happened today? Wouldn't that be, that's awful. And so many of his own people were living in darkness and did not accept the baby being born. The Bible says that. And they didn't want to receive the light. And so this is the story of Christmas. You say, now, this is where, before you go, I want you to get this. Are you with me still? Okay. How do we connect that story that happened to our life? Somebody needs to listen to this. How do we connect it? Because it's pretty foolish. It's pretty foolish that you're having a Christmas party and somebody comes in and kills 14 people. That's pretty lame, if you ask me. And your spouse tells you that they don't want to be married anymore. You lose a child. A father or a mother passes away. A friend talks behind your back. You find out that your child is addicted to drugs. You wake up one morning depressed. You start taking drugs. You're addicted. How you begin to hate yourself because of your past. And all of these things start coming up. And Darren, I know that Jesus is born in a manger. I see all this stuff, but how does it connect? I am so glad we can close with this. How does it connect? And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to quickly transform this real quick. Just a little thing that I'm going to do to show you something. And this is not the best way to do this, but I just thought, well, what the heck? Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. All right. Okay. Now I want you to picture something. I want you to picture this. Well, this is the way to preach right here. Can't see me. I would much rather preach with a wall in front of me. But I want you to picture. I want you to picture something. I know this is very, very elementary. Very elementary, but I want you to get it. You got to get this before you leave. Picture this is a wall. This is so thick that you can't get through it. It's so high that there's no way to get over it. It's so deep that there's no way to go under it. This is a barrier. Okay? Now, can we turn all the lights off? Okay. All right. Now, every person in here, you're born on this dark side. Okay? Now what I'm going to do is kind of explain to you, before Jesus ever came, there were a little bit of slimmers of light over here. But this is what I want you to do. On one day, Christmas Day, the door of light came on. Now, I've got this little light here. Just to illustrate, I want you to see something. Look at this. Now, some of you can't see it over there. That's okay. There's a little manger with a light bulb in it. It's plain. You say, it's an illustration. Okay? So Jesus was born here in the darkness. Now, his light was shining, and so what happened is the people began to be drawn to him. Some people did. Most people didn't want that because it was a weird doctrine, weird thing. But God, Jesus began to grow and up, and he began to teach. And then one thing happened. You can't imagine. Jesus died and showed how to have the light. Let me explain. Can I plug this in? Can I do it, Rhonda? Okay. No. Okay. Hey, I love this. This don't bother me at all. I like this kind of stuff. Okay, now, this is where I want to go with this. Simple illustration, but you're going to get it before you leave. Jesus died, and they followed Christ. Some people followed Christ. Jesus took them out of the domain of darkness, born in a manger. He took them out of that domain, became the door to get to the side over here that is light and life. Without this light over here, people are just wondering. People don't know. People don't understand. And Jesus says, hey, I'll give you a way not only to have life, but eternal life, and I'm going to show you. And so these followers, they realize, wow, this is where I want to be. I want to be over here in the light. I want to follow the light. So they go back into this darkest domain and tell people, look, it's that way. That's what we do as followers. Are you with me with this? Followers, we tell people that's the way. The way is through the door, Jesus Christ. And when you get over here, you're like, wow, I wish I'd have known this years ago. But some of us think that darkness is better than light. So therefore, we just kind of stay here because we're used to it. This side's going to radically tear your life up in a good way. This is going to be what you're looking for, but God's going to cause some things to happen in your life, and changes are going to come, and God's going to miraculously take you through, and you're going to be like, wow, I wish I'd have been here all the time. And some of us are just going to wander here all our life. Let's just stay in the dark. I'm good. And this is what Christmas is all about right here. I'm going to leave you with this. He didn't leave me in the dark. That is what Christmas is. Somebody ask you what Christmas is this time, say, I know Jesus didn't leave me in the dark. Praise God that on the third day He came up from the grave. He died up on the cross. He died upon the cross, and the third day came forth. And He says, now you can have the light living in you. My life stinks. My life, it's just so terrible. Life, man, this life over here, you say, I don't care. Circumstances don't dictate decisions on this side. The joy of the Lord does that. So, let me ask you which side. We're closing. Which side are you on? Really, seriously. This is a rhetorical question. You know what side you're on. Oh, I'm in the light. If you're in the light, you're living in the light. You're spitting and doing things like that. But if you're living in the light, you're living and it's obvious because you cannot get in the light and it doesn't expose. I mean, you got nose hairs and ear hair. I don't know why it goes from here to there. And I didn't even know I spit this much till I got in the light. Because it exposes everything. And so you get in the light, but yet it's free over here. This is who I am. Put up with you spitting nose hair preacher. You know, I mean, I pull them and keep them cut. But over here, I'm free though to share that. Over here, you don't know if I got a booger in my nose or what. You can't tell anything. But some of you, we laugh about it, but listen seriously. Some of us know that we're on this side in the miserable darkness, and Jesus wants to set you free today. He wants to bring you to the light, and that's what Christmas was all about. He didn't leave me in the dark. So if you want to give your life to Christ this morning, I'd love to talk with you about it over here after the service. We'll warm the waters up. We'll baptize. We'll do that. It don't matter how old or how young you are. You want to be in the light. He is the way, the truth, and the life. There's going to be some people over here that will pray with you about anything you're going through in life. They just want to pray with you. That's simple. Darren, I'm having a stinking day. Get these people to pray for you. I'm having some problems or something. Let them pray for you. I'll pray with you too, but they're just, God is really gifted and they just love to pray with you. But everybody in here, before you leave, you know which side you're on. And man, I just don't want to go through another stinking day in the stinking dark. It's terrible over here. You will break toes. you will mess life up, and it doesn't make any sense. And I praise God. This Christmas, when you see that manger, you're reminded, God didn't leave me in the dark. Would you stand with me and we'll be dismissed. As soon as I say amen, you're free to go. God, I just thank you for every single person in this room. There's some reason you have sent them here. And God, I don't know. I laugh at the technology this morning, the electronics. I laugh at this cheesy illustration, all of these things. But God, somebody, some way, your Holy Spirit is piercing into their hearts and bring that light. So God, I pray that this Christmas we will not be about anything in the darkness, but we'll be living the life in the light. So thank you, Jesus, for not leaving us in the dark. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Everybody says, you're just